You're listening to Wise Wild Open podcast, where four of us from different countries share stories and ideas on many topics. So welcome to our friendly studio for some inspiration and joy.
You start a new beginning sounds really amazing. And when we think about new beginnings, we usually think about sport. Let's talk about sport today, girls.
Yeah, as a new beginning, right? Okay, so I do have a lot of friends of mine who tend to pick up a new sport once in a while. It can be tennis or squash or any kind of like weightlifting, things like that. The thing that I experience right now, just watching my friends, I'm not talking about myself right now, that it is considered as probably a hobby for them, like starting up a new hobby, trying it out, just seeing how it goes. Because, well, as we all know, when we're kids, our parents, they also try to push us to some kind of section, sports sections, to try this and that. And what people do right now, they try to like make up for, I don't know, lost opportunities that they didn't have when they were kids. Probably their parents didn't take them to tennis classes. That is why they're trying it out right now. And for me, it's mesmerizing just to see that people are trying out something new, especially sport.
Yes, it really works like a new habit. You start it, you try to feel it, how it works. And then it's like the hardest part is to try to sustain this habit. Speaking about me, I can be like an anti-hero in this topic, because I'm somebody who has several hobbies, sport related. And I started, for example, a new week, I'm thinking of, okay, what am I feeling like doing this week? Is it yoga? Is it cycling? Maybe I would like to stay home, you know, because my schedule is really busy and I want, but I still want to do some activity, but maybe I can do it at home. So I don't know. Is it being a sportsman or what is it? Is it a new age of habits?
I think it's about being a free person, being free to choose what you would like to do. And that's just wonderful that you have this choice and you can invest time in these different kinds of activities. That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I hated sport classes at school and later at university. I remember that they would make us take fitness tests without any proper preparation. Do you remember this?
Oh, that was terrible.
I still remember how after winter, we all go out to the school stadium and they just told us, no, we run 3 kilometers and it didn't matter if you were ready or not. And that system completely killed any desire to do sport.
Absolutely agree. That was so embarrassing, especially when you're not like Bertie, you're not an athlete or somebody who is able to do it. That was so embarrassing in front of the whole class, you know, you're trying to do things and you fail.
Yeah. Yes. Those were the tests, right? Like the standards, some kind of
standards. Yeah, exactly. It didn't matter if you are sporty or not. And it was a nightmare for me.
Starting from, I guess, the seventh year, I had an excuse not to do any of it because I actually had a knee trauma, an injury that happened to be when I was 14. And after that, there was rehabilitation process, so of course I was excused not to go to these PE classes. At that point, I also had a progressive problem with my eyesight. From that moment, yeah, I had this note.
It's like medical certificate, because my mother was a doctor and I also was very famous for having this medical certificate. Yes, medical excuse, let's call it this way. And yes, that's why I would say I didn't attend most of their PE lessons.
Yeah, but I remember when I was about 20, I discovered the gym with a trainer and it was so much better. There was no do or die approach And since I'm really prone to gaining weight, I always try to stay active. But also I had a lot of breaks. Quit, start again, quit, start again. So discipline has always been a struggle for me.
Actually, it's not bad. What I've noticed, I've been in sport for about like 10 years without like huge breaks. I'm doing this or that. And what I've noticed, when you're into it, when you're just starting, yes, there are some breaks. But as time goes on, it's like these breaks, they become less durative in time, like shorter and shorter, because you still know what is good for you and you still come back to this good habit and you sustain it. And in some period of time, it depends on the person, you eventually do sports. It's like, okay, yes, I have some breaks like a week or two, but I still do sports. So it's not like a bad thing, I guess. And we are not machines. We are not robots. We can't do it nonstop, I guess. Or is it a light approach and we should go all in and do it like 3 times a week? Okay, but some say no, 5 times a week for your good health.
I like your idea about this, that we develop this ability to bounce back from like the difficulties that we had on the way and get back to the routine like easily with time. So I liked it. And this is what I also observe while doing some exercises. I'm not into sports, really. I do Pilates. It's not much. It's not really active, but it's about working with the weight of my own body. For me, this not really strenuous kind of activity can also be a challenge to get back to from time to time. And yeah, there is this phrase that also I wanted to propose as one of the things that can motivate people. Is it gonna be one day or is it gonna be day one for you?
Yes, that's amazing.
Is it gonna be just one day, like someday I'm gonna get back to that, or is it gonna be day one?
Yes, it's also I would say that if you start implementing a new habit, it's according to my like experience, I understood that the most important thing is your mindset. If you say, okay, I'm a fit person, I am a healthy person, and I'm going like to sustain this lifestyle, then it is easier for you to continue your journey. As Dasha says, bounce back each time when you like lost in your daily life and maybe don't have enough motivation, but you can always bounce back because in your mind, you are a fit and healthy person who goes and attains some activities, sport activities. And when, for example, a rainy day comes and in your mind, you are a fit person, you wouldn't say like, oh, you know, I don't really like this weather. It's too rainy, it's too wet. Oh, maybe I'll skip this day. So I think it won't happen with you like often, let's say. Start with mindset.
I have to try this because for me, I understand all the benefits of working out. Yeah, it has such a huge impact, not only on my physical health, but also on emotional well-being. But somehow there are always things that seem more important at the moment. Do you experience this? So even so, I know deep down that what could possibly be more important than my health, but anyway, I find some things that are more important.
Prioritization, right?
Yeah.
I also find myself being like there, stuck a little bit with that. So I do understand you. For me, like the essential thing is to find time for Pilates, for these exercises in the morning. Because if I skip the morning routine, I'm not going to get back to it during the day.
Yes, absolutely. You just become piled up with all other activities and you like don't have energy to do some physical activity. Also, what I found for myself, if I'm not in the mood, as you see, I'm an anti-hero, a person who is like acts according to their mood. So I would say that walking is also a very good habit. It's like you can walk a lot of steps a day, which is also can be added to your activities, sport activity. And sometimes I even prioritize it because it helps me not only gain this physical movement, but also helps me to air my head. I would say when I feel a bit of anxiety and I'm stuck, don't know what to do, it's just for me a way out to have this, I would say, walking meditation.
Yeah, for me, yeah, I also want to say that for me, it's a meditation. Yeah, walking or running, I used to run like many years ago. It's kind of meditation for me.
I'm on the same page with you, ladies, because today I just made this effort to go out. And how many steps did I take? I think about 10,000 steps, which is pretty all right.
Which is amazing, I would say. Yeah.
You can see.
Wow, the proof. We can see the proof. Yes.
Because with my work from home routine, with my like sedentary lifestyle, I don't move a lot. I don't actually go out a lot because I don't have any extra motivation to do that. Okay, to go to the supermarket to do some shopping, and that's it. As I work from home, I don't have any excuses to go out. So that is why just I need to push myself and just to make myself go out.
I almost every day I do more than 10,000 steps, but it's only because I have to go to my workplace. Also, I have to go out with my dog, and it's just my routine, and I don't have a car. So I just move a lot just because I need to reach some destination.
Yeah, good for you. I don't have it. And sometimes I do miss these times when I used to work in different places. So I would go there, yeah, like travel there by underground, but still I would take a lot of steps there.
But anyway, I would prefer to work from home.
Would you be able then to push yourself outside?
Probably not, but it's a good question.
But it's good because you have a dog, so you have like no choice.
Yeah, I have no excuse. It's just I have to go for a walk at least twice a day. So yeah, and I also, you know what? I also see a huge difference between the days when my dog is with me, or and between the days when my dog is with my parents. So, and I see this, you know, okay, you can see green, it's Pepito is here, and red, orange, it's it means so probably here.
Pepito is missing. Yeah.
So take a dog, adopt the dog.
I like that we're like speaking about some gentle activities, because what I've discovered also as I tried lots of things, I become very addicted to some activities that bring me a lot of joy. So, for example, several years ago, I discovered cycling for myself. And in our city, we have a studio with lights, with music. You know, you go there, it's like disco.
It's like a disco, really.
Yes, and there is a trainer. She gives you, or he, whatever. They give you motivation, the words. I don't know. They make a show, really.
Yeah, I know. I tried this several times, but now I don't have any studio with cycling around.
So actually, I was in it for about a year, and it was no excuses. 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm there. I was crazy about it, like 2-3 times a week, and the activity was I would say severe. You have to move with that. With high speed, yes, and sometimes, yes, it can be. I had a few injuries during that time. And yes, it's like my body was telling me, come on, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Are we going to stop? Like, it's not good for you. Stop it. It was like my body telling me. And I was like, no. We are feeling good. We're doing it. And yes. Then came time when I really stopped. And when I go and I look back, I'm like, what was that? it was fun, but at the same time, you have to like be really careful.
Yeah, but honestly, I always enjoy dynamic workouts. Static ones bore me to death and never gave me that endorphin rush. You know, one time I tried Pilates and I almost fell asleep there.
This is how I discovered dancing after cycling. I was like, okay, I can't like bear these static movements. Heavy lifting is not for me, absolutely. I think I can break there. And this is how I discovered dancing. And it was also absolutely amazing. Yes. So maybe you should try, you know, you should try dancing.
Yeah, I tried Zumba. It's also great for me and just a lot of energy and endorphins.
Yeah, I did try two genres. The first one was ladies dance.
And that, oh, yay!
10 years ago, but I quit after 6 months because I started feeling my knee again. And that was the moment when I just decided to stop because, you know, some, not even the dances, not even the moves, but some warm up before that, they would hurt me in a way. And I just decided.
Yes, they give this like exercises stretching, which are really not good for knees. Yes. This is what is not good, I believe.
Yeah. Or in a way. Yeah. I'm not a pro here, so I cannot say which was like good, which was bad for my knees, but I decided to quit and opt for the guitar lessons instead, because that was my dream as well. And I also tried out salsa 7 years ago or something like that, and I did quit as well because I had a different trauma, a different injury with my knee, the same one. So I never get back to that. But I'm thinking that probably there is a chance that I can find a studio with salsa because they do have nice steps and nice movements.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, like jumpy or active, which just do not fit with my body and the whole feeling of it. So we'll see. Maybe I will think about it.
And also
as well once, but my problem was that I couldn't remember those steps. Oh. Just I couldn't remember the order of those steps, and just I always went wrong way or. Yeah, you need to think a lot during the training because you have to be concentrated on where you go, what you do, and yeah.
But you can get better in time because when I started dancing and I choose the style which is like Latino American or something because I love the music when there are lots of drums and all this like. African and yes, so the sequences of movement, they were like crazy for the first time, but then you can develop your brain, yes, in such a way also.
Yeah, because honing your skills is not about doing it all from the very first attempt. Yeah, it takes time, and after a month or so you will definitely get better. I remember when I attended about like 2 or 3 classes of salsa, the teacher came up to me and said that I was quite terrible at it, that I needed to.
Wow, what a teacher! Never go there.
Okay, that it's was
horrible.
That was like in a mocky way, in a flirty way even. So that was all right. And at that point, I felt that I needed some navigation, and I took a one-to-one class with that teacher. And after that, like after having this personal attention drawn to me, to my steps, I just gained this probably confidence and some skills. After that, I was not messing up all the time. So it does take time.
I remember that I always had the problem even with simple aerobics, you know, when you have still have to move some way with others, and I couldn't remember all these movements and the sequence of steps. So just probably some back in my head. And...
Well, probably you just need some more time for that. Don't beat yourself up.
Well, girls, I think that we're like sporty person. This is how I feel now.
Yeah. Plus, we tried a lot of things.
We have a lot to say. We have a lot of things tried. Yes, and I believe when you try lots of things, it's very important in life to try lots of things to discover what you are and what you are not, because how else would you know what can be good for you or bad for you? So doing many things is great, but what do you think, what can we advise to those who procrastinate, for those who start and can't continue? Can we give any advice to those listeners of us?
I would like to get an advice.
Get one, not to give one. I would also say, so I'm in that position that also implicates that, well, I need a piece of advice myself. But I would say that for those who procrastinate, the most important thing is to try to sort out their priorities. Yeah, what their priority is for now. If it is health, definitely they need to pay more attention to activities, probably not necessarily sport, but some active things. Because, for instance, walking, the one that we mentioned. Because with time, well, we're not getting any younger, right? So in order to look after your health, you need to pay a lot of attention to activities.
Yes, that's amazing advice, I guess. The most difficult thing is to bounce back each time. When you skip some time and then there is a little thought in your mind maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not a sporty person. And at this moment, you have to take this thought and throw it away and replace it with a new one. We can always come back. We can always start fresh. It's very important for me. Give yourself some affirmations maybe at that moment, because the only thing that can stop you from being healthy, fit, successful, whatever, is only you. How it happens? Your thoughts. Okay, so you have to win this battle with yourself each time when it appears, and then remember that you have priorities and bounce back.
And I had a long break, just more half a year, my last break, and so many people, I decided to get back to the gym starting in January, but I kept putting it off until tomorrow. As usually. And then last week, one annoying lady at work really got me crazy. And I was so frustrated and I couldn't focus on anything. So what did I do? At that moment, I took my gym bag and went to the gym. And I got such a rush of positive energy. It was such a relief. And I thought maybe it was the push I needed. So find your push, maybe.
So is it anger for you?
Yeah, I was really angry, and because of this anger, I couldn't do anything, and I always have my gym bag at work, so in case I will go, but I have this gym bag there since last year, and it was a moment.
So don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to look after you, I'm going to... push you then, push your buttons too.
And I never, to be honest, I never enjoyed the process of working out. But this emotional, well-being and this relief after workout.
Worth it.
Yeah, worth it.
Okay, we're gonna try making you angry each day so that you can get to the gym and work out.
I found new push.
Yes, we can do it. Like, let's build this community of helpful people. So, girls, I guess that was another amazing talk. Yes, another amazing meeting. And hopefully we inspired and give our listeners like feeling that it's okay to try new things, to start, to break a habit, like to get back on track, that it's all okay. It's life. It's okay. Yes.
Yeah, ladies, that was amazing. I hope it's going to probably become a turning point for some of our listeners to go and try something new out, and for myself as well, because I have skipped my morning routine today. Maybe I have some time to catch up. So I think I'm going to do it after the podcast.
Okay, that was good.
You're listening to Wise Wide Open podcast. Thank you for listening. We are sure it was inspiring and fun. Until next time, bye.